Next in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing we find entertaining is going onto Facebook and finding people who really do hate each other. And I don't like that word hate, but they seriously cannot stand each other.
All these cat fights and, you know, different kinds of bro fights, cat fights, claw fights, fish fights we find.
Ah, fish fights. Those are the best. And this one is pretty neat, if I can say that. If I can age myself a little bit, this is neato.
It's pretty neato. It's downright tubular, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's a nice threesome we have today.
Absolutely.
With two guys, the second best kind of threesome.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this is what we do. We read these fights word for word, and then the two people have decided to come on board to see if they can hash it out. Will they? Well, we will find out. Shady, you will play Zach.
Yes.
I will play Royal, and Aaron, you'll play David.
Yeah, looks like a nice third guy named David. Okay. Yeah.
All right, are you guys ready?
Let me get my Facebook fighting voice.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
let's see if I could do this today.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
As I sit here in the hospital with a catheter up my hole, I have to...
Off to a flying start.
I'm so sorry. I have to wonder why I ever dated Royal. When we first started, it was all hot sex and fun. Now it's a nightmare. She takes my car without asking and brings it back with no gas. She takes my food and clothes without asking. Seriously, is this relationship or is it a robbery? Who doesn't tell their boyfriend about their UTI before sex? Now I have one and I don't know what's happening to me. Now I'm in the hospital. Oh, and I forgot to mention that she has not visited me.
What?
Well, good thing you aren't dating her anymore, Zachary, because you decided to be a giant asshole and talk about me behind my back. So listen, I'm breaking up with you. All that hot sex you love so much, none of that is for you anymore. Prepare for that to be dry boy, because I can find a better guy in like 5 seconds. You can go beg girls to pity you, because they will.
Too late. You don't get to break up with me. I broke it off the second I got that UTI. What kind of sociopath does that to somebody? No one deserves to be treated how you treated me. After this, you'll never find anyone, because I'm telling the whole world what you did.
Mm-mm. Snap of my fingers. 1, 2, 3. And I'll have those boy herds running. I bring the boys to her knees.
Pretty sure, Royal. You're the only one who's on her knees.
Oh, hey, Royal. Zach sounds like a total jerk. You deserve to be treated like a queen. You're gorgeous and smart, and I'll treat you right.
Oh, hey, David. Yeah, you're cute and so much better than Zach, by the way.
This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. I looked at your profile, David, and it was made a minute ago. Your profile pic is off Google search, and Royal, you just made a fake profile to make it seem like a guy was into you.
Whatever.
So
I'm as real as they come, bro. I should deck your ass for saying that kind of stuff. I'll put your face into the ground.
Sure, let's do it. Like, actually, right now. Tell me where you are so we can get froggy, unless you're fake.
Wow, leave him alone. David is a great, real guy, and you're being disrespectful. I don't want you two fighting, not over me, at least.
It's okay. I wouldn't want to hurt him anyway. And besides, Royal, I'd do anything for you. You're incredible.
Oh, you're delusional, Royal. I'm glad I'm here, catheter and all. Because honestly, you're worse than a plastic tube in my hole.
Delightful.
You okay?
Oh, he has such a way with words.
Come on! This is ridiculous. Wow.
Know, is,
so that actually just that happened. I'm just...
All right.
I can't. I'm imagining all this occurring.
Yeah, it's good
beautiful.
Stuff.
It's this beautiful relationship. Well, right now we actually have Zach on the phone. Good morning, Zach.
What's up, y'all?
How'd that catheter feel, boy?
Well, it's out. It was not a pleasant process, but gone now. I'm healed.
Peeny weeny.
All good.
You're doing good. Now, this is a serious situation, actually, for you to have had to go through this. I mean, are you shocked?
When you're in a relationship, you got a lot of trust in someone, and, I'm very careful in general when it comes to, you know, sex, but you kind of expect the person that you're with to not give you, you know, a UTI or an STI, and it's really just like a huge betrayal, and, I was really upset, and, you know, it's one thing if you have to, like, take, like, some pills, but this is, like, some next level of like I said, I was in a hospital with a catheter. You know, that's f***ed up.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm upset. It's not uncommon for a girl to get a UTI. It just happens.
It could have been your fault.
we could have our underpants could be on too tight. You can get it through, you know, your womanhood. I mean, we don't always know sexual intercourse that can happen to
you,
if the thing is dirty or not. So we don't always know. I just want to put that out there. So
and second of all, Zach, how long were you guys dating before you did the dirty? Honestly.
Before we did the dirty? I mean, I got the UTI, like, after we've already been doing it for a minute, you know, because I'm not going to, like, just
a
go in.
A whole minute or, like I'm looking for, I know what it mean by saying, like, a minute, but, what's an actual, like, time frame of how long you guys been, like, going out before you started doing it?
A day?
It was about, like, 7 or 8 months. It was pretty good
okay.
time.
Oh, wow. Precious.
Okay, so it's not something,
like you.
You just met her and you didn't know anything about her. It's you actually knew her. Ooh, that's...
Aww.
And she didn't visit you in the hospital?
Oh, Royal.
Yeah, Royal, speaking of, she is on the phone. How's it going, love?
Well, you know, anytime I have to talk to my ex-boyfriend, it's awful. So, not great, guys.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's not the best thing to highlight, of course, on the radio. We get that. I mean, this is somewhat embarrassing. Now, did you know that you had a UTI? I just tried to explain it to the guys. We don't always know.
No, I didn't know. And if I did, I didn't have to tell. You know, why would I have to tell him? It's something that I'm dealing with. I, you know, he wasn't going to get it.
Because it affects me, you know, because I was the one in the hospital with a catheter.
Girl that he slept with. Ever think of that?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe it wasn't even me.
Right.
Oh, well.
Maybe I didn't tell you because
I'm not. That's not true. That's not true. I wasn't sleeping around with anyone. That's just a lie.
I don't know that.
I mean,
couldn't have been sleeping around with anyone. I mean, you could have been, you know, on State Street and, you know, what is it, like in one of those alleyways with a garbage bag. We don't know. We don't judge. All we know is that somebody got it and somebody gave it.
Yeah.
Are you two going to be able to settle each other down, or you guys going to hate each other forever?
Oh, no, I've got my new man. You know?
Oh, David. David's your new man?
Oh, David. Yeah, David is so good. That whole stuff on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. David is so real. David loves me so much.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place to meet someone in Facebook comments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I be honest?
He's a real stand-up guy.
You don't know. Maybe I've known him for years. You don't know that.
I know, because I look at your guys' Facebook profiles, and David's hasn't posted ever. David doesn't exist. He's not a real person. I got to call you out on this.
Media. He's not a social media guy.
He just chooses not to be on that.
No, she's a sociopath. Like, who creates fake profiles to defend yourself after giving someone a UTI in a catheter?
Me.
That's you.
Well, why? I mean, why are you posting with your on Facebook?
That's true. Well, listen, you know, I would just highly recommend maybe next time, if either of you feel you have a UTI, you just go to your local Walgreens and buy that Monistat.
Go to the Dane County Health Clinic and get that checked out.
Well, you could go there, but I first would recommend going to Walgreens and getting some Monistat 7.
And you get some Rolos while you're there.
And some Rolos. There you have it. So, you know. Hopefully this doesn't happen again, and hopefully maybe it just never happens again with you two.
Oh, I will never see Zach again. You can count on that.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. I counted on that.
Well, David's waiting
for her. And don't come back to me after David is quite obviously imaginary.
I have so many more men that are so much better than you.
A lot of guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
Should have put a ring on it.